May these spoken words be faithful to the written word and lead us to the living word, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now, if there are any children here, I'd like them to all come and sit towards the front. Do you think you could come and sit at the front? You can maybe come round this way and come and gather here, or sit in these pews here so that you're at the front so you can see what's happening. There's some mats down here. Do you want to come down here? Now, we've heard a story, haven't we, about when Jesus went up a mountain. And he went up the mountain with some of his disciples. And when he was up the mountain, something happened. Did you hear what happened? Jesus' face changed, and his clothes, they became dazzling white. Even whiter than this altar cloth here. Even whiter than this sheet of paper. Even whiter than my robes. Whiter than you've ever seen. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." I wonder why that happened. Why do you think that might have happened? Why did Jesus change so much? Well, his disciples saw him change, didn't they? They saw his face was shining and dazzling, and they heard God telling them to listen to Jesus. Why do you think we need to listen to Jesus? Fergus? Because he's very important. What do you think, Noah? To know what to do, because Jesus tells us what we should do, doesn't he? Yeah, if we listen to Jesus, that's good. Yeah, we should listen to Jesus, because Jesus is God's son, and what he says, he shows us how much God loves us. So I've got a challenge for you guys, okay? And this is a challenge that I hope will remind us how much God loves us, okay? Who thinks they can climb through this sheet of paper? Can you do it? Noah says it is possible. He knows. How is it possible, Noah? You could rip it up into a giant circle. Yes, you could. Or you could do this. You could fold it in half like this. And against the folded side, you can make two cuts, one here, and you can make another cut here, okay? And then you cut along the fold, like that, all the way along, okay? And then you cut in the opposite direction. So you can see I've cut one there. So now I'm going to make another cut like that. Then I'm going to turn the paper over, and I'm going to keep cutting so I've got some alternating cuts like that, okay? It is possible to climb through a sheet of paper. I bet you never knew that. Well, Noah knew that. Have you ever seen someone climb through a sheet of paper before? So, you keep cutting until you've got all these alternating cuts. And then what happens is, you can open out your sheet of paper. Oh, I did one at the end wrong. Do you want to help me? Do you want to just hold that end? And we can open it out into a big circle. Do you want to stand up? There we go. Right, who's going to climb through? We've got a volunteer. Come on, Fergus. Fergus is going to climb through the sheet of paper. Ready? I'm going to put it over his head. Over his head. There we go. And then step out. There we go. Brilliant. So he's gone right through the sheet of paper. Excellent. So this trick can remind you how much God loves you, because God's love surrounds us, like this sheet of paper is, okay? And God's love surrounds you wherever you go and whatever you do. God's love is always surrounding us. And so this piece of paper around surrounding me can remind me that it's God's love surrounding me all the time. And because God's love surrounds us all the time, it means we can love other people. And God's love transforms us. And it means that we can love people even when it's really difficult. Can you think of a time when it might be really difficult to love people? Maybe when they're mean to you, when someone's unkind to you. It's quite difficult, isn't it, to love people when they're unkind to you. And when you find it difficult to love people, God can help you. God's love will flow out from you and you will shine, just like Jesus' face shone. So, over there, I've got some pieces of paper. They've got the lines already drawn on, so all you have to do is cut along the lines to do this trick. So you can have a go at making this, or, if that's a bit tricky, I've got a simpler thing, which is an aeroplane, which says, God loves me. So you can make that. So would you like to go and have a go at making something? And we will use them in our prayers later. So if you make them, hang on to them, and we'll use them in our prayers later. So Peter, John, and James, they were up this mountain, and they saw Jesus transfigured, and Peter's reaction was to say, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. So he wanted to hold on to this experience, to stay there. Which is interesting, because who wouldn't want to hold on to a moment like that? A mountaintop experience. And perhaps we can think of a mountaintop experience of our own. Perhaps you've actually been up a mountain and felt that overwhelming feeling of wonder as you gaze on God's creation. Sometimes we catch glimpses of glory like this, but rarely, if ever, do we see the whole of God's glory. And as Moses shows us, by veiling his face, well, it's too dangerous. But for these disciples, it was an epiphany moment when it dawned upon them just who Jesus really is. They understood. It's through Jesus that we see God's great love for us, that God's great love surrounds us. And once we realise this, we are changed forever. It was about a week before this that Jesus told his disciples, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." So what Peter, James, and John understood was not only who Jesus is, but also what he had to do. The way in which he would demonstrate his great love for us. They gain a clear sense of God's call on all of their lives. And they're told by God, "This is my son, the chosen. Listen to him." We need to listen to Jesus, because he tells us who he is, who we are, and calls us to follow him. And he gave the disciples an amazing mountaintop experience, a glimpse of his glory. And it was so wonderful that Peter did not want it to end. He wanted to stay up the mountain, not because it was just because it was such a wonderful place to be, but also perhaps because of what Jesus told him was going to happen. The wonderful experience had some horrifying implications. How difficult for Peter, it seems, to accept this reality, suffering and death. People don't like to have to think about that. But as Lent begins next week, that's exactly what we will begin to think about. The way of the cross. The fact that Jesus died for us because he loves us so much. And when we remember the things that Jesus had revealed to us, we know that he did suffer and die, but also that he rose again. He made a way for us to enter into a relationship with him and to become beloved children of God. This is our hope. Even when we might not feel it, we can still be very aware of the reality of God's presence. We believe that God's love surrounds us all the time. And that's what mountaintop experiences are for. They're given to us for a reason. Perhaps to strengthen us for the difficult times ahead. To equip us for what we are called to do. And this one was given just after Jesus had predicted his passion, suffering, and death. Peter, James, and John were clearly being strengthened and equipped for what lay ahead. And they were also reminded to listen to Jesus. Listening to Jesus is something we need to be doing constantly. Praying, reading a bit of the Bible each day is really important if we're serious about hearing from Jesus. This allows the Word of God to enter our hearts and for us to be reminded every day that God loves us. We can listen to Jesus together here on a Sunday. We can do it at morning prayer, home group, or during the Lent meditation or Bible study groups. We do it with our other parish churches when we meet to pray together on the first Monday of each month. We're seeking to hear from and respond to Jesus. It's Jesus who shows us how much God loves us. And through Jesus, we're able to receive God's love. And once we do, the Holy Spirit will give us the strength we need to be able to share that love with others, to reflect God's glory. So perhaps there are particular people that God is calling you to love. And maybe it won't be easy to do that. Perhaps like Peter, you're not that keen. But none of us have to worry, because God will give us the love that we need. We'll then experience the great joy to be found in serving in the way that Christ calls us to serve. In this way, we are transfigured, so that we show others the face of Jesus. And as we love, others will catch sight of God's great love for them in our faces. Amen.